Hello.
Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Connor. How may I help you?
Yes, I'm calling because I just got a call from the bank that they tried to charge me $67.32, which I did not authorize, and I'm trying to find out what is this charge that they're trying to charge me.
May I have your zip code, please?
07502.
07502.
Yes.
Your first and last name?
Egaldo Irizarry.
Please verify your shipping address, Ricardo.
My shipping address.
Yes.
I don't know what this is for. That's the reason why I'm calling, because the bank called me that they tried to charge $67.32 on my credit card, which it was declined for insufficient fund.
You reached the third-party call center. We house over 400 companies here. It appears that you may have ordered a product. So, in order for us to know exactly what you may have ordered, then we need to actually verify your shipping address.
That, I know, but how can I place an order when I don't even know what it's about? And I have not placed any order for 6732. My address is 155 Burlington Avenue in Patterson.
According to our system here, on December 19th, 2022, you elected to go forth to receive a tactical bag for the exclusive rate of $7.95. The tactical bag was shipped to you on December 21st, 2022. Now, also in addition, on this day, you received a $3.99 warranty for the tactical bag. Now, being that you received a call from your banking institution, you received this offer at an exclusive rate. Being that you received the offer at an exclusive rate and you did not call to cancel the trial before the cancellation, you did not call to cancel the trial before its expiration, excuse me, you were automatically charged for a membership for $67.32.
For a bag, right?
For the membership, not the bag.
Well, no one told me anything about a membership. All I know, they're supposed to send me a bag that was supposed to have been for my son, a book bag, and I just received it today.
Yeah,
From the
so
time I ordered, it's a small little bag. It ain't even like a little book bag.
Right, so that was in your terms and conditions when you accepted to receive the exclusive offer.
All I saw was there a bag that they telling me to pay an amount, and I paid the amount that was charged and the $3 and something. Nothing was explained to me about any membership because I never signed for any membership. And I never received no alert. Look how long it took me to get it. I just got it today.
Again, your terms and conditions would have verified all this information for you.
So what you want me to do? You want me to ship it back?
No, unfortunately, we cannot receive items back. We have a non-return policy. So I would highly encourage you to go forth with providing that to your son or loved one for the holiday season. Now, as it pertains to the membership, you will get charged monthly. So, do you want to continue in the membership?
No, I do not want no membership. And
Okay.
it falls under category as an illegal transaction because I do not authorize that. Gives me the right to file a complaint.
Unfortunately, that would be false because it was in your terms and conditions.
Well, the no terms and conditions was explained to me.
again.
And nothing was explained to me that I had a time frame to cancel any membership.
When you accept to go forth to receive the tactical badge, you automatically or inherently agree to the terms and conditions of being in the membership.
Well, it's hard to see that when you're doing it on the phone, so, you know, I didn't see anything like that.
No worries.
I'm just calling because the bank alert me that they try to charge $67.32 on my account, which I do not authorize it. So if I do not authorize it, it falls as an illegal transaction. So you can cancel that because I don't sign for any membership. I don't want to get charged for anything like this.
We went forward with cancellation on the account. Would you like to receive your cancellation number?
They can email it to me to the same place they email it to me. I'm just calling because the bank alert me because, you know, when you have Wells Fargo and you get charges like that that you don't authorize, the bank calls you. They think it's a suspicious transaction. And also, if you look at the description, when you do it on the phone, it's not even specified as exactly as it is. Because when you look at it, you think it's a book bag for the kids to put their books and stuff. And it wind up being a small little tiny bag. If I knew that, I would have never paid for it. I thought it was going to be like a book bag. You know, the kids put around, they could put their school books in. Don't even look like that. Came like a little woman's book bag. Yeah, a tiny little bag. I paid for it because I thought it was going to be like a book bag that the kids put around. You can carry the books from school. It was nothing exactly as it specified. So under the Statute of Limitation of Consumer Fear, that falls under the category as false advertisement.
We've emailed you your cancellation, sir. Do you have any other questions?
No problem.
Thank you for calling customer support. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.